None of this stuff is really new. Politicians have been arguing about border policy for years.
When I was governor, I would say, show me a 10-foot wall and I'll show you an 11-foot ladder. And I still believe that to this day.
Janet Napolitano was Arizona governor from 2003 to 2009. She went on to be Secretary of Homeland Security under President Obama. But as the governor of a border state, Napolitano signed off on building sections of a border wall. She says that was part of an overall strategy.
I thought that having some barriers in some areas strategically placed, you know, made sense. What doesn't make sense is to just simply say we're going to build a great wall from sea to shining sea. That, to me, is wasteful and ineffective.
Yeah, but right now, hundreds of thousands of people are out of work and furloughed. Do you think Democrats in the White House should cut a deal that includes some physical barriers?
No, and I think Congress, even when it was under the control of the Republicans, didn't pass funding for the wall. And I think what should happen is the president should reengage with the Congress on what is truly needed for a border security strategy. And in the meantime, they ought to reopen all the elements of the government that are currently shut down.
So leaving aside whether they should, will they in the end settle on a deal that includes money for building some kind of barrier or wall?
I can't say, but right now it doesn't seem likely that they will.
We're hearing so many mixed messages from people who work along the border. I went on a ride along a couple of years ago with two border patrolmen, and they said a wall is not needed. More personnel are. I also hear from others in CBP that they would like a wall. The White House says they do, but of course they have an interest in saying so. What did you hear at Homeland Security, and what are you hearing now? Do you think the people in the trenches want a wall?
No. Many people in the trenches want to support the president, and I respect that. I personally disagree with it, but I respect that. And because they want to support the president, they're going to support the president's call for the wall. But when you really talk brass tacks with them about what is actually needed at the border, they'll talk about things like manpower. They'll talk about things like more technology. Drones and sensors, night vision equipment, things of that sort. Those are the things that make sense to the average Border Patrolman.
You believe a wall is not needed, and that's what you're hearing from people in Customs and Border Patrol. I'm also hearing from other Border Patrol people that if money and resources were reassigned to more officers and if a wall were there, they could do that and they'd be freer to patrol upland 20, 50 miles into the desert. Doesn't that make sense?
I've heard that argument. There's already 700 miles of fencing along the border, and it may make sense to add a few sections more in strategically located areas. But that's not what the president is talking about. The president is talking about building 1,954 miles. It would have to cross private land, and the private landowners don't want it. It would have to cross an Indian reservation, the Tohono-O'odham Reservation in Arizona. The tribe doesn't want it. It would be expensive. It would take a long time to build, and it would be a real actual distraction from a border security plan that makes sense.
Janet Napolitano, you're a product of America's West. I think it's fair to say you were the first Democrat to be reelected as Arizona's governor in what was once a solidly red state. I'm thinking you may see ways to compromise a path through this current impasse. What do you think others with a different mindset are missing?
I think the president ought to start talking about border security and not a wall. And he ought to expand his thinking to include the things that have been included in CBP strategies for protecting the border. It's things like extra manpower. It's things like more technology. It's things like air cover along the border. And he ought to say, you know what? We're going to disagree on the wall. I'm still going to ask for it. It's still going to be in my presidential budget. But these are other things that make sense that I think we can agree on. So let's get some funding for that. And I'm going to continue to fight for the wall. You're going to continue to say no, but we're going to see if over time I can persuade you that I'm right about that.
Janet Napolitano served as Secretary of Homeland Security from 2009 to 2013 under President Barack Obama. She has a new book coming out in March, How Safe Are We? Thank you very much, Janet Napolitano. Good to speak with you.
Thank you.
For my full interview with Janet Napolitano, head over to theworld.org.